So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kachim is Beach, Mitzarvim Zem Zelim Ilo, Belachai Balem Shem Pigal Menaisa Betame. All karbanos that are designated with Mizbeach combine to form a Shir Shabbat Pruta for Isrim Ilo, and combine for a Shir Kazayas for the Pigal Naisa Betame. Kachim Betik Abayis, Mitzarvim Zem Zem. All items that are designated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash combine to form a Shabbat Pruta for Isrim Ilo. And Echad Kachim Mizbeach, Echad Kachim Betik Abayis, Mitzarvim Zem Zelim Ilo. Kachim Mizbeach that have Kedushas Agov, physical Kedusha, combine even with Kachim Betik Abayis that have only Kedushas Dam and monetary Kedusha to form a Shabbat Pruta for Isrim Ilo. Gemara cites a related statement of Rabbi Yannai. Machvarta in chayav mishum meila el al kachah bedik abayis v'oil bavad. This meila applies only to items designated for bedik abayis and to a carbon oil, but not to other kachah mizbech. Because the pasuk of meila in Parashat Vayikra states nefesh kisimul mal v'chatim b'shkog mikachah Hashem. The words mikachah Hashem teach kachim amichadim l'Hashem yesh b'meila. This meila applies only to kachah bedik abayis and a carbon oil that are exclusively for Hashem with no human benefit. And this excludes kachim mizbeach, ispul kahanim, the ispul lebailim, because other karbanos such as chatas, asham, ashlam also benefit the kahanim and the owners since they eat the meat. The Gemara proceeds to question Rabbi Yannai from several mishnayos, including our mishnah that states kachim mizbeach mistarvim zem zelim meila. The mishnah implies that the isim meila applies to all kachim mizbeach. The Gemara answers that we must say midrabanan. There is only meila midrabanan, but there is no meila deraisa. The Gemara, however, refutes the above teaching of Rabbi Yannai as understood from a previously mentioned brisa. Kachim shemesu yatsim de me'ila dvatera. Carbon that died on its own loses its kedusha, and therefore the isim me'ila does not apply mederaisa. Now, the brisa cannot refer to kachim betik abayis because afilu kimesu namim oilin. Kachim betik abayis that died retains its kedusha, and me'ila deraisa applies. Therefore, we must say the brisa refers to kachim mizbech, and nevertheless only mesu yatsim de me'ila. However, loy mesu moilin mederaisa. While the carbon is alive, me'ila does apply mederaisa. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yannai meant to say Mahaikra Kachim Betik Abayis Shamin Mina Kachim Mizbech Lo Shamin Mina. The pasuk of Mekach Hashem is only a source for Kachim Betik Abayis and Oila, but not for Kachim Mizbech. And as Tesis explains, the source for Kachim Mizbech is from the pasuk in Parashat Vayikra Kol Chelav LaHashem. This Me'ila applies to all items of Hekdash. Zok the Mishnah. Chamish Dvarim Ba'Oila Mitzarvim Zem Zeh. The following five parts of a carbon Oila combine for the Isim Ila and Pigal Naisu B'Tameh. Habasa v'achelav, the meat and fats of the behema, v'asoilas v'hayayin v'ashemen, the flour, wine, and oil of the minchas, and the sachim of the oila. Mishnah continues, v'shisha b'toidah. In addition to the above five, there is a sixth part of a carbon toidah that combines from me'ila and pigal nais of atame. Habasa v'achelav, v'asoilas v'hayayin v'ashemen, and v'halechem, the 40 loaves of lachme toidah. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Oilais ve'emur mitzarfim lekezayis lahaloisin machutz, v'lechayv aleim b'shem pigal nais of atame. In the carbon oila, the meat and fats combine to form a shir kezayis for the isser, not to burn a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, and for the isser of eating pigal neisir v'tami. The Gemara infers from the brisa, ba'oila mitztarfin, b'shlam loy mitztarfin. Only in the carbon oila do the basa ve'murim combine, but in the carbon shlamim, the basa ve'murim do not combine. Now, regarding the first halacha of la'loisin b'chutz, the isser not to bring carbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash, the distinction is simple. Oila mitztarfin de kula kol. If one burned a combined kezayis b'chutz that consisted of the basav and murm of an oila, he's liable because the entire oila is burned on the mizbech. While shlamim loy mitztarfin de inin kol. If one burned a combined kezayis b'chutz of basav and murm of a shlam, he's not liable because the basav shlam ain la mizbech. The meat of a shlam is not meant to be burned on the mizbech. The Gemara, however, questions the second halacha. L'chayv alein mishum pigol neisa b'tameh. Shlamim alayim amayla mechayv. Why is one not liable for a combined kezayis basav and murm of a shlam regarding these isurim? After all, the Isser Pigul Benaisa applies to both Basav and Murm, as we see in a later Mishnah. Kala Pigulim Mitztarv Mizem Mizeh V'chala Neisaris Mitztarv Zuh Mizu. Regarding Pigul Benaisa, all parts of the carbon combine to form a Shir Kezayis. David the Gemara explains that the second halacha refers to the following halacha of Rabbi Yeshua. Emein Basar Ein Dam. There's no Basar left, all the Basar or Murm was lost or disqualified before Zrika, but cannot do Zrika. However, kol azvachim shabat teresh and ishtar ben kezayis basa or kezayis chelev zarek es adam. If a kezayis of either basa lachila or a murm laktar remained, we can do zrika. Now, if only a combined kezayis basa and murm remained, it depends. Oila ve mireho mitzdarf and lizarek alein es adam. In the carbon oila, we can do zrika because they are mitzdarf, since both basa ve murm are laktar. However, shlamim ve mireho ein mitzdarfim ve in zarek es adam. In the carbon shlam, we cannot do zrika because they're not mitzdarv, since the basar is lachila and the murm are lahaktar. Zok the Mishnah. Hatruma, v'trumas maise shal demai, v'achala, v'abikurim, mitzdarv mzeh mzeh laser, v'lachayv alayin asachemish. These five items that belong to a kohen combine to forbid a mixture of chum. And if Yisrael inadvertently ate a combined kezayis from these items, he pays kerem chaimish to the kohen because kulu ikr truma. The Torah refers to all these items as truma. Regarding trumas ma'isa, the tenth that the levi separates from ma'isa rishon, the pasuk states trumas Hashem. And regarding chal, the pasuk states charimu truma. And regarding bikurim, the pasuk states v'trumas yadecha. And regarding trumas ma'isa shel demai, the chum initiated that one must pay a chaimish if he eats trumas ma'isa from demai, produce that was purchased from an ama'aretz.